Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin, the supervisor on the floor. And whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Oh, you're speaking with Roy Burns, the owner of R. Burns Lawn Care.
Thank you. And if you don't mind giving me one moment to get the account that was sent over to me pulled up, it'll take just a moment.
Okay.
And so that I can make sure that I was sent over the correct account, could you verify the billing address for me, please?
Yeah, it's 405 Bronze Road, Northeast, Warren, Ohio, 44483.
Thank you. And how may I assist you?
Okay, there's two bills coming out of my bank. One come out in October for $56.95 or something like that, and another one coming out today for $56.95, and I didn't even do this account thing. That's something I don't know what. My old computer got hacked, and then I've been getting a lot of people that's buying shit on my out of my bank, and I'm not the one doing it. I mean, the guy said it's a toolbox. I've got a $10,000 toolbox in my garage. I sure as hell ain't buying one offline.
Well, I do completely understand. Since you are stating that it was not you that did the transaction for the $7.95 for the contest for the toolbox, we will be reporting this to the local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS postal inspector. I do just want you to be aware that you can call back later if you want to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
I'm the only one in the office now. I fired everybody else.
Well, I do completely understand.
And yeah, this is a business. I'm not at my house. I'm at a business. I had a secretary for 2 months, and I don't know, she wasn't doing her job, but maybe she was taking money out of my account when she was supposed to be paying the bills and buying shit on the internet or something. I don't know. Because my computer said it had an infection in it, so I did away with it and went and bought a new one for the company stuff only. And then all at once, I'm starting to get all these. I've never received a toolbox or anything like that in the mail, so.
Yes, I do completely understand. We do just like to give everybody that opportunity. Once we file the investigation, we have no way of stopping it. If you will give me a moment to get that processed for you, it will take just one moment.
All right.
And I really do want to thank you for your patience. I have gotten that filed for you. And as a courtesy, we will be refunding the account now pending the investigation. And was there anything else I could assist you with?
Okay, they'll put $56 back in. It's coming out this month.
Yes, we will be refunding the account pending the investigation.
Okay, how long is it going to take?
You would see that back in the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, because I'm going to call the bank and actually I'm going to have them put a block on whatever that, however you guys take it out. So if that's going to mess it up for you putting it back in, I'll find out when I call the bank, because if I don't stop it, it's going to cost me $38 in late fees, and it's really going to piss me off. Because right now we're in a slow time of our business. That's why I don't even use my bank right now, because I ain't been getting no money to put in it. But okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling customer service and hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too.